The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans, yum. And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding, amazing. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, meat, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip, you won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go, go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
I hear the words you say sometimes. I mean, who talks like that?
98 KUPD. Been missing. It's just been deleted. Right. I don't know what just happened.
It's science news all over again.
Maybe our fireside chat music is no longer.
Well, it's a little wet
in the system. Oh, that may be. It's hard to start.
There's Orange Juice Jones in the background.
Yeah, hang on. We might. The rain might have ruined it. I'm looking for.
Is there science news today, Brady?
Yeah, we got it already. We already covered it.
He can only remember one thing a day.
Sorry.
Did forget.
Got it. I remember it being down here, but now it's up here.
Fiddle farting around.
You know, it wasn't because we added this months ago. And that took the exact spot for no reason. All right, it's time for the fireside chats. That means on Friday when you say, we don't answer the phones. Yes, we do. We answer them for you on Friday, and you prove why we most of the time don't answer our phones. It's called the Fireside Chats. It's all yours. Anything you want to talk about, we'll discuss with you in a rational, adult manner because nobody knows how to do that anymore. Who do you got on line one?
Bazooka Joe is pretty fired up.
All right. Bazooka Joe's on the line. I know I like him already because he calls himself Bazooka Joe. Bazooka Joe, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, sir. Go ahead. You're on the line. Please have something to say and don't waste our time.
I won't. Anyway, you know me, dude. I gave you the Jerome Bettis bus.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I know Bazooka Joe.
The political stuff, okay? Joe Biden, I was watching a video last night. I mean, the guy is lost. He's falling asleep practically on the videos. It's sad. And these people voted for this guy, and it doesn't make sense to me. Yeah. You know, I don't think he won, but that's besides the point.
Bazooka Joe, you still think that that he didn't win the election?
No, he did not.
And you say that because of what?
I know it.
Okay, help me understand opinion.
Let's put the fact that he won Arizona at 7 o'clock when people still voted for it. They needed to vote for two more hours, and they called Arizona that fast. When Trump came here four times and did rallies, and Biden didn't do anything. I mean, seriously, it doesn't make sense to me. All the states that he would have won would have made him the winner, they said, no, he didn't win those states.
Right.
But yet they recounted it now, and that he did win those states.
Well,
but that's how it always happens.
Hold on.
With
what states did he win that they recounted? Because I haven't seen that yet.
Arizona's one of them. Georgia, the ones the one Pennsylvania. I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me.
When did they announce the recount?
Yeah, when did they? Because I've understood that they've counted it twice, and it's still not Trump's yet. Look, and Bazooka Joe, I'm not fighting you because I wouldn't mind it if it's swapped out. But I'm just saying. For Arizona, they haven't said, whoops, we screwed up, and it actually did go to Trump. That would be big news.
But I thought that's what I heard recently that he did.
No, they're doing that recall.
The ninjas.
Yeah, the ninjas have done that.
But that ended up turning out to be a masterpiece because it was for a documentary more than anything. Yeah.
The ninjas. Well, I mean, I don't know. That's what I believe, that he did win Arizona because they closed it at 7 o'clock when people were still voting till 9, and I think they just forgot that we don't change our clocks back.
Hold on, Bazooka Joe. This is another question I've got. Now, I may be wrong, but I thought polls closed at 7.
Okay. Yeah.
No, they closed at 9.
As long as you're in line
you're
by
in
7,
line.
You
yeah,
can vote.
You can keep
but
voting.
They close
I think
at 7.
They stop the line at 7.
They know how many people voted already, so they know there's not enough for the swing to happen. That's why they're able to call.
Even then, if they're recounting it, that would have been bigger news. And I'm not trying to fight you, but some of this stuff's not right.
I just don't see that he could have won Arizona when Trump did all of that rallying, and there was you know, thousands of people showed up to these rallies. Yeah. I mean, I was at one of them, so I know. I mean, it just not doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that all of them voted either, and it doesn't mean that all of them outnumbered the other side. We're pretty even. And Trump got a lot of votes. There's no doubt. It was close.
But do you think he really got the most votes of any other president?
You know what? For the sake of democracy and the whole thing going forward, I'm going to have to go with what we're being told. And I know that sounds awful, but it's like, look, I want to trust the system because once we stop trusting the system, it doesn't matter who wins.
He got the second most votes ever.
Do you trust Joe Biden? I mean, the guy falls asleep.
I don't trust any of them.
I don't trust Trump either. I didn't trust either guy. I didn't like
him. We all need sleep.
And he's a very old man. He needs to sleep. Trump's a very old man, too. He just doesn't sleep in front of you. That's the difference. Biden is brave enough to just take a nap while you're talking to him. That's the difference. But, yeah, I don't like either guy.
I watched this video last night where he says, and I swear to God, he said it. I watched him say it. He said, well, since I've been in the Senate for 120 to 102 years, I was like, what?
He's just playing.
He could be playing.
But here's the thing. Zuka Joe, let me ask you this.
Mocha Joe. Let me ask you this, Mocha Joe.
How is this making your life better? And I don't want to preach to you, but go ahead.
John, I mean, seriously, you got to think about this guy is in charge, and if he dies or something happens to him, we're stuck with that bit.
All right. See, I know. And I get it. Politically, you're as angry at him as the people were at Trump, and neither side can live their lives in a constructive manner. This thing that you're doing to yourself right now, Biden's going to be president. So there's a thing called radical acceptance. Oh, yeah. You just have to wrap your arms around it. You don't have to agree with how it happened, but it's just the way it is. And then the next time we have to do something about it.
And your life really isn't going to change all that much during this 4 years.
Yeah, or shouldn't. If it starts to, then we'll make
it. But here's the thing. Why? Can I ask you a serious question? I'm not trying to argue with you either. Why does it concern you? Because your life hasn't really changed that much from Trump to Biden.
Yeah.
Like, agree, disagree with either one of them.
Man? Okay, go ahead.
What are you talking about? Do you not see all the plates from California? And Texas and everybody else, they're all moving here to get away from their state.
Yeah. That was going to happen.
That was happening before.
It has nothing to do with the president.
That's because those places have started to stop.
They were doing that when Trump was president.
And I agree. That's the thing we need to stop. Yeah, stop being 100%. So mad at Biden, and let's build a goddamn wall along the Colorado River and keep those Californians out. They're going to bring all their homeless weirdos over here. All right, Bazooka Joe.
Look, Bazooka Joe, I got to go, Bazooka Joe.
I can't not think of Larry David and his friend Mocha Joe.
Mocha Joe.
All right.
Look, Mocha Joe, listen.
All right, who's online too?
We got Charlie.
He's coming up later this year.
Charlie?
Not that Charlie.
Oh. Hey, different
Charlie. Hi, Charlie. How are you?
Getting better.
All right.
It's a dreary day out. I just thought I'd share a little depressing thoughts and then move on to better thoughts.
Oh, great. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, depress us on this cloudy, rainy day. Go ahead, Charlie.
All right, well, May 13th, I was on my motorcycle on my way to work, and some fool pulled in front of me left to right, and I ended up T-boning him.
Today?
May 13th.
No, May
13th. I thought you said today. Okay, so you T-boned a guy on a bike. Oh, geez.
Yeah, on my motorcycle at 5 o'clock in the morning on the way to work. Haven't been able to walk yet. Had all kinds of breaks and fractures, and I want to share out to the ghouls. Man, if you know anyone that has hit and run someone like that, turn them in.
Yes. Yeah, rat them out, I say. Brett's going to disagree with you, but I say that's an
absolute fact. This is one of the few cases I will agree with.
A motorcycle.
Yes.
Well, these are Brett's favorite stories.
What can we look for? Who'd you hit?
It was a white sedan. I hit, obviously, the passenger side. He cut right in front of me. I was doing about 45 miles an hour down Thunderbird, which is the speed limit.
Thunderbird
and
what?
Again, 5 o'clock in the morning, no traffic. And I never saw him coming. And luckily, a bystander jumped out there and called the police, and got me set up to go in the hospital. But I still can't walk. I still can't pick up anything with my left hand. And it's funny. The funny part is it's sad. There's a lot of other people that don't survive these. I'm not a helmet wearer, and I survived it.
Wow.
And, everyone tells you about how lucky you are, yet, you look at yourself and you can't walk and you get frustrated, and like, I'd be luckier if I missed him.
Yeah, exactly. I always say, like, I got T-boned once, and somebody said God was looking out for you that day. I'm like, if that was true, why did he make me hit that guy in the first place? It would have been better if God just made the whole thing not happen. I know that's hard. People say the wrong things trying to say the right things, because there's nothing worse than not being able to walk or move, and somebody goes, you're so lucky. It's got to just, right. It's got to wrench it. So what's the prognosis? Are you going to walk again?
My left ankle was shattered into multiple pieces, and I have metal in there too. And then my left wrist, I have two pieces of metal on both the bones going to the wrist.
Yikes! And the guy drove away.
The guy drove away, didn't run.
Boy, yikes! That's brutal. But
again,
you sound
it
good.
It happens quite a bit. Well, my spirit's good. I'm starting to work part time because I can work from home on the computer.
Yeah. Can you still tug?
Yeah, thankfully. Oh,
fantastic. Then you are lucky. Yeah. Then it's not all lost. Yeah. It's been a good couple of months.
I wasn't sure what to say because I didn't want to bring the thing into the mix or anything
like that. God kept your bait and tackle.
Phenomenal T-bone.
Well, it sounds like you're doing all right, and at least you're going to have that. But if we're looking for a white sedan? You don't even know what kind?
White sedan. Happened around Thunderbird and 21st Avenue, May 13th, 5 o'clock in the morning. Man, just don't let people get away with stuff like that. That's just...
Yeah. If somebody told you, somebody hit me, I got to hide. You're right. You should turn that person in because you never know.
You know, I was going to pass along to what would Brady do? Because the cops really, they're so understaffed, they really can't do much in these situations. Do would Brady seek out trying to find this guy himself?
Ooh, vigilante Brady. I like this.
I'd have him just found out by now.
There's no doubt Brady would find his man. We would both find him. And things would happen to him that you can't even understand.
I'd turn into Paul Kersey from Death Wish. I would track that son of a bitch
down.
You
will be found.
Right.
And I will kill you.
Yeah, so we'll have Liam Neeson on it. I hope you find who it is. I hope you get retribution. But, I mean, if it doesn't, at least, you're on the right track. How long until you're walking, do you think?
I don't know. I'm in a walker now, so I can put a little bit of weight on my leg. So
how's the pain?
I think in another couple weeks.
Yeah, are you all pained up? Are you hurt?
Yeah, I can't get comfortable without narcotics right now.
Yikes. Well, work on that. Will you ever ride a bike again?
No, I will not in this town. No, no.
In other towns where the cars are softer. Right, that doesn't make sense. Stay off
the
bike.
Less cars.
Yeah, Charlie, I'm glad you're all right. I'm not going to say you're lucky because you're not. That was miserable, but at least you got this going. Keep pushing forward. You'll be okay.
Thanks a lot, guys. You really helped. You get me through all the mornings.
Well, thank you. We'll take a bow on our good legs. Right, we'll talk to you later, Charlie. Thanks, buddy.
Man, our sympathetic audience. I know, not having the chats this morning.
I tip my hat with my left hand.
Yeah, with my good bones. This guy says, tell him lay off the sob story. The Suns tickets were last week.
These fireside chats today, John. I hope that guy T-bones me too.
Jesus, people.
We will finish strong, I guarantee it.
You promise?
Yes, we will finish strong.
Or we're going to drive away real fast.
We will finish strong.
Get out of here. All right, let's try. Who's next?
Pilot Josh.
Pilot Josh is on. Pilot Josh, are you there?
I am, sir. How are you?
Doing quite well, Pilot Josh. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing quite well as well. Thank you so much for asking. I had a quick question for you, gentlemen. I've listened to the show for quite a while and really did enjoy when the comedians actually came on. Do you guys remember the Sklar Brothers?
We love the Sklar Brothers, absolutely.
Right. I love the Sklar Brothers, too, because they have this interesting dark humor that really appealed to me. That's why I really enjoy listening to you guys as well, because you have a similar dark humor. And I was curious what you thought their ideology might be behind going on America's Got Talent.
America's Got Talent offers comedians, their agents get them on that show. Michael Winslow's been on there. A lot of guys who have been Preacher Lawson
who I think won it.
Yeah. There's tons of guys.
I love Preacher. Yeah. Preacher does well. My question is more like, I know Michael Winslow was out of the game for a while because he had to take care of his family. The Sklar Brothers, as far as I understand, haven't been out of the game for a while.
No, the basic deal is
they all have been.
They've been on your guys' shows. They've been here locally.
Keep this in mind, though, because NBC is putting this show on. What you're seeing, none of what you're seeing is homegrown talent. It's all professional stuff.
Like the person just picked up the bow and arrow or whatever.
NBC is basically saying, let's showcase this talent show as if we're discovering them. But they all have agents. They're all. It's all. Nobody just wanders up and auditions on America's Got Talent. If they do, they've got a history of doing something that's proven, because they're not going to put it on TV otherwise. Everything you see is already predetermined as far as these are professionals. These are not amateurs.
And for the Sklars, it's not like it's PR business form.
Well, their podcast does great, but
again, they're like. You know, well, the last year was brutal for every one of them.
Well, they were on Better Call Saul. The Sklar brothers are fine, but this is a great opportunity to showcase to an audience that would not normally watch them.
Yep.
And they're interesting because they're twins. They kind of have this weird the way they talk is so unbelievable.
Feed off each other. I guess
the thing that just kind of disappointed me, though, is just because it's very vanilla.
Yeah. Well, you can't. The show's a drag. Do you listen to their podcast, Sklar Brothers?
I know that, yeah.
Yeah, they're great.
Say that again?
Their Sklar Brothers podcast is great. And
I listen to that all the time.
I haven't done it for a while, but I used to do voices for them all the time. So I would be like...
Sklar Country.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I was Liam Neeson, and I actually did Tyson Fury for him for last year's fight and all sorts of stuff like that. I never get credit, though, which has always been a thing. They never say who.
That's another thing I wanted to let you know, John, is that I discovered I can also do some voices, not very well, but I am trying to emulate some different voices.
Please. And they would all put on this is going to suck. They would all right, Brett. That's America's Got Talent doesn't ever say that.
Yeah, well, they should.
Pilot Josh, all your impressions will sound like the pilot on an American Airlines telling me the Grand Canyon is out the left window. So go ahead. Who are you doing?
I'm sure you're familiar with Lord of the Rings.
Very. Here comes Gollum.
Okay.
Gollum blowing a guy.
Yeah, that's Paul Sura.
That's our production guy eating.
Thought that was Peyton getting his change.
Oh. That's Paul Sura, just not angry enough.
There's Gollum. It sucks over the phone.
Sure. That's all right. Josh,
just like the camera heads 10 pounds.
We have to go, but thank you, Josh. It's good to talk to you. And always remember what you're watching on TV is fake.
Okay, love you guys.
Stick to being a pilot.
He's a good pilot. He can do voices as a pilot. It would be great to go,
at the left window, you see the Grand Canyon.
All right, thank you very much, Pilot Josh.
I'd jump out right out the door.
You see, sweet.
Did you see that note that I sent you?
Oh. You said you were going to end on a strong note, then Pilot Josh came on, and I was starting
to wish. We're not done yet.
I was starting to wish I was the trucker hanging off the edge of the I-17. People are rough today. It's been a long week for Phoenix.
People are angry. It ends
with this nightmare. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
It's capping it off.
And now we got the president.
Yeah, it's finishing up strong.
This is what we meant. President John, our half-black, half-white president of the show, elected last November as the president of the Morning Sickness. How are you, President John? It's been a while.
I'm doing good, Holmberg. How you doing, man?
I'm doing quite well. What's going on?
I am proof that you guys do answer to half-black people.
Yes, we do. That is exactly right.
Hey, so I'm calling in to tell the first dude, Trump did win. Go Trump 2024.
That's right.
Second dude, go ahead and rub some dirt on it. You'll be all right, man. You ain't got to mess around and play the game. We all done did that. You ain't got to do that. Hey, but Holmberg.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell Toledo.
Richard.
Toledo. You know,
just walked out. Why?
Y'all been looking for his dad all this time, man. Mm-hmm. I'm right here, bro. I'm Toledo's dad.
You're Toledo's dad.
Y'all ain't noticed that he's half black.
No, let me tell you this.
Hold on. Jew and now he's black?
Time out. I just want to say this is our Neil Armstrong moment. You've never heard these. The first time ever a black man has said, I am your father. Since Darth Vader.
Where's my check?
I had to call in and let them know, the government check, brother, that got spent on your mom.
On my mom.
On your new mom.
On your new mom.
You're going to meet her soon enough.
What's new mom's name?
Don't worry about it. You should be around. You don't need to know. Yeah, it was clearly the white side of you that screamed out, I am your dad.
She was dismissed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I had to let him know, man. I hear the dude every day, and it sounds sad that he don't get to see his dad. So I said, you know what? Let me call in and let him know that I just took off because his mom was a little crazy. So,
yeah, which one of your parents was the black parent, John?
My mom.
Your mom was the black. So your dad, he hung around.
Yeah, my dad hung around. Taught me about credit and how to keep a job.
It's terrible. You're a terrible person.
Let me tell you what, I didn't want to.
There was something in you saying no.
Half of you was fighting.
Yeah, you fought him on that credit talk.
Man, I fight him, Evan. I fight him. Yeah. No, he's still here.
Of course he is.
He's white. They live forever.
they live a long time.
He was cracking. They might look old, but they live forever.
That's right. You guys don't crack, but when you're 60, the diabetes kicks in. It's over.
We don't crack. We smoke it. No, I'm just
all right. John, there has to be another reason. What else are you calling for? Quickly.
That was basically it. Let Toledo know that I'm his pops, man.
There you go.
And,
you got a
y'all,
father.
Y'all can tell by what he eats, man. You know what I mean? That pancake in a box, in a cup, that only comes from food stamps.
Yeah.
And dude, look how much he gets paid. He don't get paid nothing. He ain't got no credit.
Yeah, man. You do sound like you might be his dad. This is lining up.
He sold me.
I might be in on it.
He had a Monte Carlo SS at one time.
He drove a Monte Carlo SS, and he eats pancakes out of a box.
The Impala. Impala.
That's even more.
I know.
I've never seen anybody eat liquefied pancakes before, but you're right. This may be because it's just a cultural thing I don't understand.
Microwave pancake in a cup.
Well, if you two want to go out, we'll pay for it.
I go down the food stamp aisle all the time, just like him, man, and pick up that stuff.
Oh, there's an aisle?
John, I might have asked you this before, but which side of you tips?
Oh, tip? Nah, brother.
The black side tips. All right. Thank you, John. All right, we got
to
go.
I'm Michael Jordan. I'm Michael Jordan when it comes to tips.
You're the greatest of all time at not doing it?
Yes.
23 cents. All right. Thank you very much, Don. All right. We'll talk to you later. It's President John, everybody. Always good. You're right. We closed strong.
I told you we'd finish it.
He's great.
It's Papa John now.
That's right. Papa John. President Papa John. He's going to say the thing.
Black guy owning up to the dad.
Yeah,
wow.
That was pretty great.
That's great.
That was clearly not that
special moment today.
It was. I mean, it's one small step. A big week. There you go. That is the Fireside Chats, and it is a good, strong close in President John calls. It's 98 KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98 KUPD.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.